I'm probably 3 or 4 years old, and I have this straight hair that's really thick. My mother gives us haircuts that involve like 2 snaps of the scissors, these sort of jagged bangs, and hand-me-down clothes and little sneakers. And I'm waiting in our car. We have a Saab. If you've ever been in an old Saab, it has that kind of smell of sawdust a little bit and felt, cheap, fuzzy seats. And I'm waiting for my mother. I've been alone in the car. I have no sense of time, but it feels like forever. My mother just works full time, and she just would always leave us in cars when she went to go do errands for hours. I mean, there were times that they went to parties and we'd have to stay in the car. And I just start playing with this little droop of fabric above me, and I'm poking it and I'm kind of moving it around, and then I pull it a little bit. And it was an accident, but I know I've done something really wrong. And I just get this enormous feeling of dread. And I think I even tried to put it back a little bit, like stuck my little fingers up there, but I think I actually ended up pulling it a little bit more so that this flap of fabric was hanging down over my head like a sort of a foreboding sign. And my mother, walking up the sidewalk back to me in the car, as she's got the blondest hair you've ever seen, these big glasses, she's wearing her red sunglasses, and she's smiling at me as she walks towards the car, and I have this huge feeling like I'm about to really disappoint her and just ruin this moment when she's happy. I think I started crying right away. And she still got mad at me, you know, and I say I'm sorry, and I think I point out what I've done, and she's really mad. She's really upset that I've ruined her car. I think of hysteria as something that's hot. The tears feel hot on my face. I'm not mad because I got locked in the car. I'm sad because I messed up. And I think it was a moment where I really felt that I was sort of responsible for myself and my actions, and I was gonna have to take care that my mother didn't get disappointed or sad, because, you know, she wasn't often happy. So to see her smiling was like I had ruined this sort of precious thing. And I think that was actually what hurt me more than knowing that I was gonna get a spanking or something. You know, my feeling was probably that my mother wasn't happy all that often. You know, she had come to this country to be with my father, who didn't treat her super great, and she didn't know anyone, it wasn't her language, and she was just kind of trying to make it on her own. I mean, she smiled all the time, but that's very different than being really happy. And I think as a kid, I knew that. It feels like from a very young age, I knew that if there was a doctor's appointment, or if I was going to go somewhere, if I was going to do something, or it was going to be my responsibility to make sure that it happened. There was no sense that I was going to be taken care of. It was my job to take care of things. You know, I work with kids and I think about what kids need. I kind of want to wrap my arms around her and the mother and sort of say, don't leave this child in the car. And don't put this much pressure on her, even if you don't realize you're doing it, to carry your sadness.